Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up.
I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial. NMLS number 1820. An equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. With us on the phone tonight from sunny California instead of our buried in snow, it's Chris George. Chris is the founder, president, and CEO of CMG Financial, chairman of the Mortgage Bankers Association, currently been on the board for a number of years, a member of the MBA's board of directors, past chairman for the California Mortgage Bankers Association, and a member of CMBA's board of directors, and has served on, well, probably more advisory boards and task force than he wants to admit to, as we tend to do in the industry. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
I heard a story that, and this is true for lots of businesses that, I mean, you know, you can think of Dell and Apple and the businesses. Did you start this company in your garage?
I actually did, and back in 1993, myself and about five or six other employees, about half of which are still with us today, started in my garage in a small town in Northern California, just outside of Silicon Valley. And a lot of people ask me, is there a shortage of commercial space in Northern California? Because so many other companies start in their garage, like Apple and Hewlett-Packard. There isn't. I think there's just a recognition of trying to figure out a way to reduce our expenses when we first start out so that we can be a viable entity. And it was, a lot of times, those employees would refer to those days as not the garage days, D-A-Y-S, but the garage days, D-A-Z-E. It was pretty heavy.
That's quite a growth, though, from starting out in your garage to, and I haven't seen the 17 numbers. I think in 2016, CMG financed 15 plus billion in mortgages around the country.
Yeah, a little less. We're right around $12.5 billion in 16 and almost right on top of that through 17. And then we do that pretty methodically. I mean, and thank you for the compliment. It has been a big success story. But at the same time, it's not sort of unbridled growth. The idea is to be thoughtful about where we're going. And again, never lose sight on who's important. That's the customer. In my heart of hearts, I'm a loan officer. I think like a loan officer. I love the value proposition of a loan officer. And so as a result, I want to make sure that I am serving my customer in such a way that they don't forget me when they bump into their coworker or their fellow they bowl with or play softball with or the people they go to church with or the folks that they just happen to know in the neighborhood that might be interested in either refinancing or purchasing a home. And the way we do that is by making an extraordinary, a memorable experience. A lot of companies have taglines or mission statements, as they may be. I guess we do too, but ours is pretty simple. It stands, it sits on almost every document that we produce, and the way we say it is it's about every customer, every time, no exceptions and no excuses. What that really means, John, is that we don't want our people to settle. Now, if there's a tougher transaction, we want them to push that transaction to the limit. What I mean by that is that I want them to push that transaction all the way to my desk if they believe in the transaction. I want to figure out a way to make every single loan that we're supposed to make, and the ones that we can't make, I want to give alternatives to the customer so that they can fix whatever needs to be worked on so they can become a responsible homeowner. So it's sometimes in people's lives, there's a more difficult time for them to be able to become a homeowner. Sometimes they're struggling to be able to come up with their down payment, or maybe they've got a lot of debt because of their student loan hangover, or maybe there's just other issues, income and otherwise. We work with housing counseling agencies all around the United States to help work with consumers to work through whatever problem might exist with respect to their buying a home at that time and get them ready for home ownership. But back on where our focal point is, we think that everyone that comes in contact with our organization should be elevated to the level of the customer. So when you say, well, gosh, the customer needs to be the customer, of course, the borrower is the customer or client. But on every other level, from the realtor, from the financial advisor, from the title company, from the employer, from the vendor, from our business partners at Fannie and Freddie and Jenny and FHA, we want those relationships, that interaction, to be at the level of being the customer. We think that has what served us well throughout what's coming up now on 25 years of being in business here at CMG, and we think that that's going to be long-standing. So it just hasn't been, hey, let's just grow and see how big we can become overnight. It's been very purposeful, and it's why we push ourselves beyond simply the West Coast and move more toward the Midwest and even toward the East. Again, a thoughtful way of expansion.
We've got to take a quick break, but we're talking with Chris George, the president, founder, and CEO of CMG Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace, and with me, it's the CEO, president, and founder of CMG Financial, Chris George. Chris, a great expansion story and planned growth, if you will, from starting out on the West Coast and moving your way now into the Midwest. But you have a very unique program. Most of us have contributed to help somebody, for instance, with cancer, with some of their medical bills, those kind of things. But the program that you have that's unique to CMG is called Home Fund Me.
That's correct. And what we hope to do with Home Fund Me is help people step into a more contemporary way of coming up with their down payment. So think about it here for just a second. Generally speaking, for a first-time home buyer, the biggest hurdle for them to become a home buyer is accumulating the necessary down payment. And a lot of people think that because of the housing crisis and so many changes in lending, oh my gosh, that's a really big number. It's like 20% plus all the closing costs. And the truth is, it's not that high. But even though it's less than that, 3, 5, 10%, even though it's less than the misunderstood 20% down, the truth is, even coming up with 3 to 5% is a tough thing to do given the other headwinds that exist in most people's lives today. Rent, oftentimes, depending on where you are in the country, including all throughout Michigan, rent oftentimes can be 40, 50, sometimes 60% of a person's gross income. So it makes it almost impossible to put a couple of bucks aside to be able to come up with your down payment. But even if rent isn't the problem, most folks are finding that educational expense and the ensuing student debt that comes along with that oftentimes is a prohibiting factor for people being able to say, hey, let's put a couple of bucks aside and be able to become a homeowner. And so as a result, what Home Fund Me has done is it made it a lot easier for people to give to you, not lend to you, but give to you your down payment. We like to say in the normal tradition of lending today, if you wanted your parents or a close family relative to give you a down payment or a portion of your down payment, it's probably easier for them to give blood than it is for them to give you a couple of bucks for your down payment. There's a lot of hurdles you have to go through. There's a lot of checks and balances. And as a result, many people find that it's so difficult that they shy away from it. Home Fund Me wiped all that out. Home Fund Me is a mechanism that anyone can give you a portion of your down payment, and they can do it as simply as logging on to PayPal or Venmo or Apple Pay, or even for that matter, just putting in their own charge card. And they can send $200, $300, $400, $500, as much as up to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. They can do it easily and painlessly. And it's trackable as well. So in many cases, folks are using this in conjunction with their weddings that they go through. But a lot of folks are opting not to get the panini machine, not to get the coffee maker machine, but instead of spending a couple hundred bucks on an appliance that you're probably going to get rid of in a few years anyway, maybe take that money and let it work for you by being part of a down payment. And if you think about it, a couple hundred people at a wedding, each one of those people give you $100, pretty quickly, you're going to come up with $20,000, and that could make the difference to being able to have a down payment necessary to be able to buy that home. Save a little money in taxes, hopefully improve your quality of life, and again, it makes it very, very easily done. We are partnered with a number of wedding registries around the United States, and as we have experienced now, we're about month four now of our pilot program. It's an exclusive program through CMG, and we've decided we would participate alongside of this. So as people raise money, CMG has a grant program where we will match 2-to-1 for everything that's raised. We'll match a couple of bucks for each one of the dollars that are raised, up to $2,500. Now, there are some restrictions to that, and you need to talk to a loan officer about that, but we will match some of your down payment because we think that responsible homeownership is good for the community, and it's also probably the first step most people take in developing wealth.
I also think, and you mentioned it earlier in the start of that discussion on Home Fund Me, but whether you're on the West Coast or certainly here in Southwest Michigan, in most cases, rents these days is a higher payment than your house payment would be if you owned the house.
That's exactly right. And you know, the funny thing about that is, I'm not taking anything away from renting, by the way. Renting does give you a couple of different options, right? I mean, you can pick up and leave as soon as some people rent on a month-to-month, so if you want to leave next month, leave, right? You can go from Michigan to Florida to Texas to California. And the truth of the matter is, though, is that most folks that are thinking, hey, you know what? I like the community I'm in. I like the school district. I like the downtown. I like the weather pattern. I like the neighbors or the feeling of the area that I live in. And as a result, I think I want to stay here. Most folks are looking at purchasing a home once they sort of find that place. Now, admittedly, it is a little later in life. I bought my first home when I was 24 years old, the year that my wife and I got married. And most people are pushing that a little further. Millennial generation seems to be now viewing purchasing homes when they're in this 27, 28, 29, 30 of years of age. And that's fine because I think that we have products like Home Fund Me that meet their needs. It's a more innovative way to think about coming up with your down payment.
Well, and that age group in general, I'm, you know, being older and having kids that age, actually, they are more generous in some aspects when it comes to participating in friends' Home Fund Me and waiting not as much materialistic in terms of, you're right, I think about, for instance, when we got married 30 years ago, and I think the fine china that we got has been used twice in 30 years.
Same thing with me and my wife. I mean, you're going to end up giving that stuff away to your kids actually practically brand new, right? Because we barely used it. It's nice to sit in the china hut and look at it. And the stuff that we use day in and day out, we probably replace 3 or 4 times in our life because it's what we use every day. Think about this, though. Home Fund Me is not just for the millennial group. It is about talking about multiple groups here. First of all, I'm talking about groups, clearly people that might have that overhang of student debt, and also folks that have really high percentage of rent payment. We're also talking about low to moderate income folks, folks that may also want to become homeowners and don't have student debt, but are saying, hey, listen, my income is at a level that makes it nearly impossible for me to save a couple of dollars.
Right.
But with our grant program and with the ability to crowdfund your down payment, really opens up opportunity and options for that group. And the third group is what we're calling the returning homeowner. Well, there was a whole bunch of people that owned homes back in 2004, 5, 6, and 7 that lost some of those homes in 7, 8, 9, 10. and they have been renting since then. They are likely to be older, in their 40s and maybe in their 50s, and realize that they're approaching or looking down the road to potentially retiring and want to figure out a way to shelter some of their income via having a home that they can write off on their taxes, but secondly, build some kind of wealth to help them retire. We find our conversations today are happening not just with realtors and not just with builders, but much of our conversation centered around home fund-me. We're talking a lot to financial advisors, wealth advisors, saying, you know what, this might be perfect for one of my customers who did have something previously, lost it, and wants to figure out a way to build it back up. And we find that the process and the product is perfectly timed for today's market needs.
This program is approved with both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Is it approved with Ginnie Mae and, you know, RDA, FHA, though RD doesn't have a down payment? But
It is not approved with FHA today. We're on a pilot program with Fannie and Freddie. Both of the agencies see the value of being a little more contemporary in the underwriting guidelines than they have had in the formation of these guidelines back in the 40s and the 50s, particularly centered around where your down payment comes from. I think what we'll see in time, as this product goes through its pilot program, the sort of proof of concept, I think you'll see that FHA will value the need to look at alternative ways for a borrower to come up with their down payment that are safe and that are reasonable and responsible, but also trackable. So there's a whole process here. You can go to homefundme.com, and you can look at case studies. You can look at how the money comes in. And as a donor, you can actually specify whether the money is completely released automatically or it can be contingent upon you buying a home. We've had several of our customers say, gosh, I went to my uncle and he wants to give me, you know, $1,500, but he doesn't want to give me $1,500 for me to take and not spend on buying a home. So we've made it in such a way that you can actually make it contingent on buying a home. If you don't purchase a home within 12 months, then the money can come back to you. And that's one important component. It allows for the buyer to sort of wall off a set of funds that are specifically targeted to becoming a homeowner. And it allows you as the donor to be able to know that you're donating toward a particular purpose. GoFundMe is different than that, obviously. They can use that money. Once it's donated and it can be used for anything. HomeFundMe can only be used to purchase a home. And different than GoFundMe, there are no fees involved whatsoever. No fees to the donor and no fees to the recipient.
Well, and one of the things I've found in my 20 years in the business is that a lot of times a parent or a grandparent, aunt and uncle, whoever it may be, I want to contribute to help them buy a house, but there's no way I'm going to give you my bank statement to prove to you where my money came from. Or I don't want to sign the gift letter, even though it's not a loan, it's a gift. And the Home Fund Me kind of removes that obstacle for families who don't want anybody else looking at their, because the grandparent or the parent is not buying the house, the kid is. Now you're taking personal information from a grandparent or parent to meet guidelines to prove where that down payment came from, and that can be difficult for some folks.
It is very difficult, and they need the separation. So a lot of people have said, hey, listen, I don't need Home Fund Me. I can just tell everybody through my wedding, give me a check, I'm going to buy a house. But you're almost back into the same boat. Yeah, okay. You know, John, I would have bought you a microwave, or I would have bought you your china you wanted, or I would have bought you whatever you have at your registry. But instead, here's $200. I don't know where the $200 is going. And the funny thing about it is that when you look at statistically what happens when you say, hey, I've got all this money now from my wedding, I'm going to go buy my house. But you know what? Maybe we should get that sofa first. Or, you know, maybe, you know, it's been a tough year. We need to take a vacation down to Mexico. And suddenly, life invades. And it slowly chips away, you know, it kind of evaporates your down payment fund. The nice thing about this is it's segmented, so you don't have to worry about that. Number two, there is a separation. We've had a number of donors say, and frankly, recipients say, I don't want to call my Uncle John. I'm just too embarrassed to call my Uncle John. I don't want to say, hey, Uncle John, can you give me $1,000 to help me buy a house? It's just too close. But through Home Fund Me, you can just put out your note that I'm raising money through home funding through your social network. And by the way, many young people look at their social network today as their net worth. that they are right. looking at their contacts as the value proposition for them to be able to either A, raise a down payment, or B, get a job, and many other aspects of their social network. So this gives you a little bit of separation to say, I'm looking to buy a house. If you want to help, I would love your help. But it doesn't mean that we're specifically targeting somebody for certain funds. And I think that separation is important.
The website, again, for more information on that is homefundme.com. CMG Financial's website is cmgfi.com as well, if you're looking for more information on the company. We need to take another quick break, but we'll be right back. We're talking to Chris George, the founder, CEO, and president of CMG Financial.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
CMG Financial is a national mortgage lender and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment.
For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more.
For home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time.
CMG Financial, 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
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 Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, all rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLS Consumer Access.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back. That's really how it goes, Chris. Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace, and on the phone, not in the studio tonight, it's Chris George, founder, CEO, and president of CMG Financial. We were just talking about Home Fund Me and down payments, which is going to be a great, well, as I posted earlier on some of my social media websites, posted the CNBC video story about Home Fund Me. It's going to be a great thing for homeowners and home buyers in Michigan and Indiana. Tell me about this expansion into the Midwest.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're pretty thoughtful about how we go about where we are going to go to next. And it's pretty simple, our philosophy, and we try to keep things simple. You know, simple things can be replicated, they can be explained easily, and last but not least, they can be fixed when they break and all things break. So we try to be, while we have complicated things that operate in the mortgage industry, we try to break them down to a very simple, basic understanding of what we're trying to do. Our process of going into the Midwest has been largely dominated on where do we find the right people. So think about this for just a second. You would argue that, well, gosh, Chris George, you're in California. It's the number one real estate market in all of America. That approximately somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 22% of all mortgages in the United States are generated by dollar volume out of California. So you should be in California. Of course, we are. We're headquartered here. If you go to the second place, you might say, well, why don't you go to Texas? Or why don't you go to New York? There are big, high loan balances in New York. Go there, too. And while we are most certainly have a big presence in Texas and are licensed certainly in New York, we don't have any loan officers, and we don't have any branches in the state of New York. And again, that's done by design. We haven't found the right people for us to partner with in the state of New York. You could make the same argument with the state of Massachusetts. We're licensed there. We can do business there. But we haven't found the right people. So we focus on the people first. I guess theoretically, John, if we found the right person in Anchorage, Alaska, we would go to Anchorage, Alaska. If we found the right person in Indiana, or in Florida or Georgia, we would go to all those places and have in many cases, but we go there with the design. It's critically important that the folks that we are hiring subscribe to the same form of culture and sort of company personality that we have today. I mentioned earlier that our philosophy that every customer, every time, no exceptions, no excuses. It means don't settle. It also means that closing dates matter. Closing on time may be one of the biggest grades you get in a real estate transaction on a purchase. And even to the degree that you should be closing on time on refis as well, the fact is that so many people look at closing on time being within a couple of days of the day you're supposed to close, and that's not the rule. There are contractual obligations, but even further, there are real-life people scenarios that are behind dates. If I close today, the house that the buyer is buying is going to close today, the seller's house is going to close today, and there are often a domino effect occurring. So the every customer, every time, no exceptions, no excuses means that we pay attention to things like closing on time. And we look for people that have that same philosophy. That same philosophy that our customers are paramount, that there's nothing more important than them, and everyone is labeled the customer, whether it's a business partner, whether it is a vendor, whether it's a realtor, financial advisor, builder, processor, loan officer, underwriter, it doesn't matter. Everyone is labeled the customer.
It sounds
an interesting philosophy in our company. It's different than a lot of companies. I mentioned earlier that in my heart of hearts, I feel like I'm a loan officer. I'm licensed as a loan officer. I started as a loan officer. I think like a loan officer. I love the value proposition of being a loan officer. The truth of the matter is that in our organization, everyone has access to anyone. So if you want to call someone else in the organization because you think that they can help move the agenda forward so we do close on time so the borrower does get what they're looking for, you can call anyone, including me. As a matter of fact, when I speak around the United States, the first thing I write up on the board is my cell phone number. I give it to everybody. And the reason I do is I don't want people to say, doggone it, there was no way we could make that work. Because oftentimes, and this is a statement that you hear a lot, that none of us are smarter than all of us.
Right.
Together, we accomplish more. And so as a result, I don't want to limit what opportunities might exist by being able to bring more people into the fray to talk about how we solve our concerns with our customers. So when we expand, we look for people that are thinking the way we think, that this is a career to them. It's not part-time work for them, that they're looking at making sure that customers, referral sources, vendors all see the very best that we have to offer.
It sounds to me, too, and this is part of my philosophy for years, but it sounds to me like every member of your team, employees, I mean, I've got processors, assistants, underwriters, closers, everybody in the team is also a customer.
Completely. And by the way, when you talk about that, when you talk about the team, you know, we're not walling people off from the team. A lot of companies will say, you know, we're going to put everybody in one location. We're going to put processors in some central place in Des Moines or some central place in California or what have you. The point is that our feeling is I need that localized support. I need localized processing support. I want to make sure that you can get to an underwriter that's in your time zone, that they take calls when you're talking about, hey, I got a really tough set of tax returns. That guy's got a bunch of businesses, rental property and stuff. I don't even really know exactly how to calculate this guy's income. Great. Send it to me. We'll calculate it for you and tell you how we can go about getting this guy approved. The underwriters take those calls. I take those calls. Operations people take those calls. The idea is that we want to make sure that you're not feeling alone. And a lot of times, this is a complicated business nowadays, right? I mean, there's a lot of things to get you in trouble along the process. We don't want that trouble to bleed into the relationship that you have with your borrower or your referral source. We want to solve those things internally. And then, of course, externally, I want it to look smooth and simple and easy. And we do that consistently by making sure that there's a team supporting each one of our loan officer business partners.
Well, and a philosophy that I've understood from CMG that's different from some other organizations, too, is that that processor and support staff going to be in the same office. Can be, depending on the volume, the production, because that's something else that CMG is then doing in the community. They're adding more jobs, and you're creating another relationship for somebody who not only has a good job, but has the ability to grow within the company themselves.
And what we try to do is we try to be very transparent with the way that we communicate. Try to make sure that if you have a question about something, we have three separate business channels. We have our retail channel, we have a wholesale channel, and we have a correspondent channel. We report the volume volume. We report the people, the success stories in each one of those channels to everyone, by the way, not just to the channel itself. The idea behind that is because I want you to know as an employee and further as a business partner of ours, I want you to know how we're doing. You have a right to know how we are doing. It's easy to pick up the phone or pick up your go look on your computer and see how Wells is doing or how B of A is doing. Those are the organizations that are publicly traded. And if you're going to trust your customer to one of them, they're both great organizations, that you can go ahead and determine, hey man, look, Wells has made $1 gazillion. They're a very stable organization. It's hard to do that with a privately held company.
Right.
So we feel it's important for us to push that information out so that you and your business partners can make informed decisions. The customer can make an informed decision. You know, this company looks like it's healthy and vibrant, or it doesn't look healthy and vibrant. I don't want to chance my loan there. So we're very open with communicating to people internally and externally. The other thing we're also about is you want to be able to align your goals, meaning our employees' goals, with our goals. It's the only way it works. So if we have employees whose goals are, in some instances, to retire from the company, and so we're talking with them about how we contribute to their 401k, and in some cases, we talk with them about what they should be doing on a broader basis of investing, connecting them with some of our business partners on the wealth management side of things. Even further, we have a number of employees, particularly on the loan officer side, that have come to us and said, hey, listen, I want to expand my business. I close 4 to 6 loans a month right now, and I want to go to 12 to 15 loans a month. What do I do? And so we talked very specifically about the team that we build around them. Production support, processing support, doc drawing and funding support, underwriting support, management support. We build those teams around our people. We have some great success stories in this area. From Tennessee to Texas to Southern California and everywhere in between, we have folks that have come to us and said, I hear you built a team for so-and-so, grew his or her business. I'd like you to do that for me. All we ask is to follow a couple of our important rules. One, we think hard work works. It's one of my oldest sayings from my dad told me and my 5 brothers and sisters when we were younger, that if you're going to get ahead in life, you got to work hard, period. Period. But what about smart work? Well, that's important too. You'll learn that along the way. But start out with hard work. Outwork everybody else. If everybody's working 8 hours, work 10. If you need to work 12 or 15 or 18, hard work works. So we want people to work hard. Number two, we want them as interested in their business as we are as interested in their business. We want them to take it seriously. We want them to take it in a manner that is that they're confident. And we also want them to be responsible in the way that they go and do what they do. This is a long horizon game. This isn't, hey, I'm going to make as much as I can today and get into some of the business tomorrow. We look at this as a long-term play. And we build those teams to surround people expecting and believing that they'll be with us for the rest of their career, hopefully.
All right, that's my plan. Earlier you talked about getting ready to, or you and I were off air talking about the Mortgage Bankers Association and heading to meetings in Washington with Fannie and Freddie and Ginnie Mae. What kind of things do you see coming up for 2018 related to regulations, aside from home fund me, but what kind of things are being talked about in Washington at this point?
Well, let me touch on a couple. I think we are getting very close to doing something with Fannie and Freddie. I think that we are eventually going to have to finalize and move them out of conservatorship. It never was deemed to be a permanent place for them to be. And by the way, you want them out of conservatorship. Consumers,
yeah.
Realtors, builders, financial advisors, they want Fannie and Freddie on stable footing. And the reason you want them there is, number one, we want to preserve the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. We're the only country in the world that has it. And it's very important for wealth management and building and a sense of certainty. So we want to preserve the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Number two, however, is we also want to get the taxpayer off the hook in the event there's another catastrophic downturn in the housing market. And it's important to do that because today the taxpayer is 100% on the hook. The United States government is no longer an implicit, but there's an explicit guarantee to protect Fannie and Freddie in the event that there was a downturn. So So getting them out of conservatorship is critically important. We actually are meeting next week with the Treasury Department, talking with them about next steps with regards to putting together a bill that can have bipartisan support, both in the House and in the Senate. This is not going to get done by simply saying one side or the other is just going to ram something through. This has to come by way of both the Democrats and the Republicans understanding that for the long-term health of the housing market, both of those groups have to come together with a sensible plan to move Fannie and Freddie out of conservatorship. That's coming together. I think that will happen in 2018. The second thing is that we're figuring out sort of the next iteration of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. So the CFPB, as you well know, was put together via the Dodd-Frank Act. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it has been in the news quite a lot. Recently, Director Cordray has stepped down, and there are a couple of interim directors stepping in today to be able to try to move the CFPB down that path. One of the things we're hearing from the CFPB is looking more toward a supervisory role and less toward a role of trying to do things through examinations and through enforcement actions. So what that means is that one of the things that's been happening in our industry is that there's been a lessening of folks willing to lend in particular markets or in particular types of loans. There are many companies that have stepped away from lending altogether in FHA. I think that harms consumers. I think when you remove consumer choice, you harm the consumer. As a result, we think that innovation has been stifled in the mortgage industry for the last 10 years. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about HomeFundMe. It's probably the only product that has been innovated in the last 10 years centered around giving opportunity for folks to be able to come into the housing market. We think as things simmer down with respect to the GSEs, both Fannie and Freddie, as we get more certainty around the enforcement actions at the CFPB, and last but not least, if we solve some of this overhang associated with False Claims Act and the Department of Justice work that's been going on, we think folks are going to step back in a big way in coming up with, again, sensible, reasonable, sustainable lending products that help people become homeowners again. Slowly, that process is happening, and I'm hopeful that it happens through my term. I'm actually the chair-elect today, so my term starts as the chairman of the Mortgage Bankers Association in October of this year, and it runs for about a year. I'm pretty excited about it as well.
The website, again, for more information on that is homefundme.com. CMG Financial's website is cmgfi.com as well, if you're looking for more information on the company. We need to take another quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Chris George, the founder, chairman, and CEO of CMG Financial.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for HomeFundMe to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit HomeFundMe.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. On the phone, not in the studio today, it's Chris George. He's the founder, CEO, and president of CMG Financial, expanding into the Midwest in Indiana and Michigan currently, just right now. In fact, you're the major sponsor for the big Wedding World 2018 coming up here later this month in this community. What excites you the most when it comes to financing families and housing?
Well, That's a great question. I'll tell you that one of the things that has always been very fun for me, and I mentioned this once before, that I started as a loan officer, and used to be, 112 years ago, I was the guy that was sitting at the kitchen table taking the loan application, talking to people about becoming homeowners, talking to people about how they remain homeowners by refinancing, reducing their debt, saving some money on being able to pay off charge cards, or even going as far as putting money in their pocket so they can put their kids through school. I always, I've been in this, will be my 35th year in the mortgage industry this year. And I find myself still talking to some of the customers that I did loans for back when I joined this industry. And even further, now I'm doing loans for their kids, which is a very rewarding thing. I got to tell you, there's probably nothing more enjoyable than watching people move into their home, new or otherwise. It's a milestone accomplishment. I told my wife that I thought we were real adults now that we bought our home. Somehow we suddenly graduated to being adults at 24 years old. But I tell you that, think about your home for just a moment. It is the most significant backdrop to all of the major events that occur in your life, both positive and maybe a few negative, right? It's the backdrop to the first day of school. It's the backdrop for your holidays. It's the backdrop for your Thanksgivings and your New Year's and your Christmas parties and your
family game
night days and Easter's and 4th of July's and block parties. It sits there and it hears the very best and maybe some of the not so best that we have to offer. It's the late night worried, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pass the class tomorrow, to, gosh, when do we go to the hospital so that we can have our baby? It represents this thing of stability that is so profound in so many people's lives that oftentimes they try to hand their homes down to their children if they can, in fact, mm-hmm. afford them. It's hard to do in California. But the truth is that I think we take away and lose sight in our day-to-day business of the quality of life that owning a home gives to you. And beyond the wealth building process, that it just really provides you a substantial quality of life difference. And to me, I still, from the day that I got in it to today, I still have such a feeling of really accomplishment in helping people get into the home of their dreams. And I don't subscribe to the theory that the dream of home ownership is a nightmare. I've never thought that. Maybe there are some people that did this badly previously and folks weren't completely informed. But I'll tell you that most people will look back on their tenure of owning a home and are telling people that it made a big difference in their lives. Again, both the quality of life and their economic life. We recently helped a customer who's a 55-year-old first-time home buyer.
Yeah.
He went through our Home Fund Me program, and it was an incredibly emotional conversation with him. 55 years old, buying their very first home. God love him. God love him.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of statistics out there, too, that homeownership leads to reduced juvenile rates, better grades in school for kids, less teen pregnancy, all those kind of things that when you're building what is a stable community, it's I own it, I'm responsible for it, and I want to then take better care of it. But there is something really exciting about, this is ours. I can paint the walls any color I want. In fact, let's remodel the bathroom.
It's even beyond that. It's not just the excitement and the component, as I mentioned, of the quality of life. There's the certainty. If you've ever rented a home and the person that you're renting the home from sells that home, man, you're not even really sure what you're going to get, right? Because you don't know what the next person might be buying the home to move in. You might be getting ready to be notified that you can't live there any longer and you have to uproot your whole family, go someplace else. And all the renters that listen to this show, I'm telling you, please take a moment to consider buying your own home. If it's not the right time, we're going to let you know that. We're going to let you know that it's not the right time, but we'll let you know when the right time is so that you don't get involved in something that you go, oh, man, I wish I'd never done that. That you get involved in something that is, again, a long-term investment that will help you for years and years to come.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it. I have over my years, too. You say, look, if you just do these four things, and sometimes that's only 30 or 60 days. Sometimes it's a year, but when they follow through and they get connected to the right people that will help them fix their credit or resolve some medical collections that are out there, those kind of things, or again, through Home Fund Me, save up a little bit more so you can have the down payment. It doesn't have to be that long of a process for somebody to get to that next step. And as we said earlier, certainly out there, but I know even in our community across this Tri-County area, renting is more expensive. Depending on, now, if you're buying on Lake Michigan, that's different. But
yeah, right.
You know, but in general, for the majority of families, renting is more expensive than owning your own home in our areas. So,
and under our program with Home Fund Me, we can allow you to utilize your social network to be able to help come up with your down payment, and we also will contribute a part of your down payment. So here's an opportunity that's not going to go on forever. There's the truth is we've created this grant program to help people become homeowners responsibly. And we partner with a variety of other housing counseling agencies to make sure that people are fully informed when they become a homeowner. So then when something does change, when that unexpected happens, that they know what to do, or at least have resources to call people to find out what to do so that they aren't caught in a position where they are unable to afford their home. That's the worst thing for everybody.
The website, again, for more information on that is homefundme.com. CMG Financial's website is cmgfi.com as well, if you're looking for more information on the company. Chris, that's all we have time for today, but you and I, I'm sure, will continue to talk several times throughout the year. And if you ever have some other stories or news that we should know about and you want to get on the show again, then pick up the phone and call me, and I'd be glad to put you back on.
That would be great, John. Again, it's a pleasure being on your show. And lastly, I would say that if I'm in your neck of the woods, I would love to stop by the studio and certainly attend a show. It's fun to do these things live, or at least in studio versus over the phone. It's really been an honor being invited today.
Well, if you haven't been to Southwest Michigan before, you need to come, because we've got great beaches. St. Joe is the most romantic city in the state of Michigan, according to the Troy Free Press. And
well, at a balmy 17 degrees, don't think I'm going to go to the beach today.
Well, no, not today.
But
we're not doing any
the offer.
Not windsurfing either. But you know, the senior PGA will be here in this spring in May, so maybe we'll get you in the spring. You can tour the offices and go attend the senior PGA Championship.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Thank you again.
Chris George is the president, CEO, and founder of CMG Financial. That's all we have for tonight, and we'll be back next week on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.